100% Hunter Breakfast Show Monday morning, and that glowing you can see coming out of your radio is not radioactivity. It is the Oracle as she joins us again. How are you, my love?
I'm really good. I live for your intros.
Well, today we're talking dark and funny. What do you got for us?
So there's a new show. Look, there's been some amazing stuff coming out in the last few weeks. It's been a real dry spell, and now I'm basically up all night. And one of the things that I have fallen in love with is called Somebody Somewhere on HBO, or I watch it on binge.
Yep.
It is, half hour dark comedy set somewhere like, I don't know, Ohio or Kansas or yep. somewhere like that. And it stars Bridget Everett and a guy called Jeff Hiller, who are the most unlikely. In fact, all the actors are completely unlikely. They are hugely overweight. They don't wear any makeup. Their hair's not done. And it's meant to be a dark, real-life experience of living in a small town in America, in Kansas, centered around grief and queer stories. The main storyline, the sort of through line, centers around the story of Sam, who's recovering from her sister's death from cancer, and Joel, who is a very optimistic and highly anxious and neurotic gay man that she used to go to high school with. Yeah. And both of them were in the choir. So one of the through lines through this is the power of singing and the power of music to connect people, even if you're dealing with pain and sadness and trauma. Look, it sounds awful, but I'm telling you, it's kind of like Ted Lasso blew us all away.
Yep.
Somebody Somewhere is one of those shows that you watch. It creeps up on you. It's funny. It feels real. It's dark, and it's real about how relationships are, how messy they are, how families are, how you love your sister but you hate your sister, and how you overcome trauma through friendship without being too much about the trauma and much more about the friendship.
We will have to talk about this at length a little bit further, but I think those comedies that have darker edges are actually the funnier because of the contrast between the two. But we'll save that for another time. You've got a couple of moments to talk to us about Educators on SBS.
I am a huge fan of the weird, quirky quality that comes out of New Zealand. And it's always for free on SBS. And one of these shows is Educators. It is an unscripted comedy series about high school teachers. So it is so, but it's in Kiwi accent. So it is super familiar to anyone who's gone to school in Australia or has kids that have gone to school in Australia. And the nonsense that teachers say to each other and to children, and basically shows teachers, it's not as mean-spirited as some of that, that Jeff Lilly, what was his name?
Oh, what is his name?
Jermaine. Yeah, that stuff is a bit mean-spirited.
Yep.
This is not. This is whimsical and sweet and rude and very authentic to how I think teachers talk to each other, because teachers are incredibly earnest.
Yep.
And they really believe and are passionate about, or they're bored and they're exhausted and they're tired and they hate their profession, but they love the holidays. I have a ton of friends who are high school teachers, and some of them are incredibly dedicated. But, 30 years after you start, the grind gets you down. And so Educators, watch it and laugh with them and at them. What more do you want?
Check that one out on SBS and check out the Oracle next Monday here on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thanks, my love.
So much more good stuff in the pipeline.